We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS.
Steve at 10 in the morning, 7:46 now here at KNSS on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Today is Cyber Monday. Record online sales predicted.
Two.
Two small earthquakes rattle East Wichita. No damage reported.
One.
COVID cases on the rise across the U.S. as the Thanksgiving weekend comes to a close. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have fire crews headed to the scene of a small fire at a building northeast of Valley Center. This is at Seneca and 101st North. You'll see some fire crews in that area. And we're still cleaning up that injury accident west of Mays at 53rd North and 135th West. Traffic update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. They're located downtown at Market and Waterman. You can also go online to carlstire.com. It is your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Sunny today with a high of 47 degrees, clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 23. Tuesday sunny, tomorrow's high 49 degrees. Now a mostly clear sky, 22 degrees, and we have a west wind at 13 miles per hour. 7:47 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, FM 98.7 and AM 1330 here. You can listen to us online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Steve and Ted and Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. Government health officials report progress in controlling HIV.
This is House Call for Health. Good news from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. HIV death rates drop by nearly half. One of the agency's recent morbidity and mortality weekly reports says, quote, early diagnosis, prompt treatment, and maintaining access to high-quality care and treatment have been successful in reducing HIV-related deaths and remain necessary for continuing reductions in HIV-related deaths. The CDC report comes a few weeks after a World Health Organization clinical trial using an injected drug called cabotegravir to prevent HIV. The early results showing cabotegravir was 89% effective for participants from the age of 18 to 45. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wall Street closed out the holiday week with new highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. In Friday's half-day session, the S&P rose 8 points and closed at an all-time high. The NASDAQ also closed at a record, helped by gains in Apple, Tesla, Zoom, and other tech companies. It rose 111 points. The Dow, which earlier in the week crossed 30,000 for the first time, rose 38 points. Well, Black Friday online sales hit a new record this year as pandemic-wary Americans filled virtual carts instead of real ones. Consumers spent an estimated $9 billion on U.S. retail websites Black Friday, according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks online shopping. Now, that was a 22% increase over the previous record of $7.4 billion that was in 2019. The company expects today to be the largest online sales day in U.S. history, with estimated spending of between $10.8 billion and $12.7 billion. Today is what we call now Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. At Black Friday, now Cyber Monday. Coming up on 7:50 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Many of you had a 4-day weekend. If you didn't, I'm sorry, but at least you got Thanksgiving Day off. Now, of course, some people were working on Thanksgiving Day, but many of the stores were closed. Most of them were closed for Thanksgiving and letting their employees go home and spend some time with the family. But Thursday was Thanksgiving. Then Friday, of course, at Intercom, we had 2 days off there. So that was a nice break. But now we're ready to get back and going here.
Boy,
in December.
Boy, it flew right by. Here we are on a Monday.
Yeah, December's coming
up. Wrap
out,
up the month.
Go.
Yep.
Starting in, and Christmas is 25 days away. Three weeks. Yeah. Just around the corner. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. And looks like Textron is selling a company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Textron Aviation's parent company plans to sell its Canadian training division for $40 million. Textron will sell its true simulation and training to CAE of Montreal. The deal includes a simulator manufacturing facility in Montreal, as well as related entities in France and Malaysia. The deal is expected to close by the end of this year, could be early 2021. Wesley Woodlawn Hospital and ER has a new leader. Wesley Healthcare announced that Catherine Riding has been named COO. Riding joined Wesley Healthcare in 2017. He's been serving as the interim leader of Wesley Woodlawn since CEO Trip Owings left in early September. Riding has been involved in the development of projects at Wesley, adding up to more than $25 million. And plans have been made to open a Topgolf facility in Wichita. The company continues to expand. Topgolf Entertainment Group recently merged with Callaway Golf Company. CEO Dolph Burrell says there's room for 200 venues in the U.S. and 250 internationally. That's in addition to the 63 that operate now in four countries. The company originally planned to go public in the spring, but the pandemic changed that. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Because I know as an alumni, whatever, of Kansas State University, you're a big supporter of Wildcat sports. And the football,
you bet.
I thought the football team was going to win there Saturday, but things didn't
I thought
go well.
So, too, and maybe they did, too,
yeah.
And then they let down a little bit. So.
Well, they've got a few, two games left, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, one or two. And, I think that's right.
Yeah, are they going to be bowl eligible? Or be probably?
That's a good question. I think they're at four wins now. They're 4-5,
yeah.
So.
Well, okay, so you've got, and I think they're telling us on sports at K-State basketball's kicking off tonight, or at least they got a game
tonight. I think they've had one or two games,
yeah.
But.
All right, well.
We'll see what happens there. Maybe I'll start rooting for volleyball this time.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. How about
how's that the debate team? Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
K-State women are 1-0.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
There you go. How was Thanksgiving for the Roys?
Thanksgiving, it was nice. It's kind of low key. We had just the immediate family here with my girls and my son-in-law, but we had a great meal of ham and mashed taters and corn and. That was good for me, I'll tell
you. You had the ham and the corn. We did not have that in mind. We had a brisket and turkey.
Oh, brisket.
Yeah, my son-in-law did that. But Ted, turkey for you, right?
Just, oh, of course.
Yeah, so. But
nice.
You had some ham there, huh?
Yeah, I had really good ham. Boy, nice and tender, juicy.
Ham for a ham.
Yummy. That's right.
And the corn for the corny. So there you go.
There you go, yeah. Mashed taters for the mashed. I don't know.
It was a Bill Roy type dinner.
That's right,
well, I'm
exactly.
Glad you got, you know, some of us, we all got, you know, small gatherings this time, but you got together, so that was good. And had a nice time. That's great. So back here on a Monday, raring to go for the month of December. Christmas is just around the corner.
Raring to go, man.
Oh,
this is just flying by, isn't it? We thought earlier this year it was a slow slog, and now it's flying
by.
Yeah,
I'm just going to miss 2020 really bad. You know.
Yeah, you bet.
Today is Computer Security Day. Reminds us to protect our computers. Every day, computers become faster and more advanced, you know. Protecting the resources, tools, and information on them protects the people who use them, too. And it's good if you remember your password, which I most of the time cannot remember. So, I don't know.
What are you supposed to use? Just your name or your address? Or how about 1, 2,
well,
3, 4?
Well, a little bit more complicated than that, okay. Probably, yeah.
Well, think about it today. A little computer security is not a bad thing. All right.
Don't open that suspicious
email.
Oh,
no kidding. No kidding. If you don't know what it is, don't be opening that thing.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
All right. All right, guys, thank you. 7:55 now. Coming up, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on surging COVID cases across the U.S. Ted has sports on the way. Ted?
Yeah, highlights from yesterday's big game between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is coming up,
yeah,
too.
We'll get you caught up on your weekend entertainment news, including a death in the Star Wars world. That'll be coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.